Hello, folks, and welcome for the final time to The Napoleon Assist. Don't panic, because whilst there is good news and bad news incoming, this isn't the end, but rather a new beginning. Let's start with some good news. Although it's been quiet on the War of 1812 month front, this is simply because the people I was planning to interview became unavailable, and I've had to shift things around a bit to make it work. This will mean that the episodes for War of 1812 month will end up running on into December. They are coming, just bear with me. Regular listeners of the show will know that I've been mulling over the future of the podcast for a while now. We've had an incredible run, over 150 episodes, a solid 5.5 days of content to listen to, and rapidly closing in on 200,000 downloads. I am hugely grateful to everyone who has tuned in, reviewed, and helped spread the word, to say nothing of how much I owe my brilliant guests, who give up their time to come on the show and educate you all about their research. You have all made the show the success that it is. Yet there is a delicate balance to be struck between wanting to give you folks quality content, whilst also looking at the future viability of the show. The bad news, therefore, is that there is going to be a bit of a scaling back of content that goes out via the usual podcast hosting platforms in the free-to-air format. Rather than the traditional 3 episodes in a month, there will now be either 1 or 2 episodes that go out via the usual channels, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, etc. But every cloud has its silver lining, and the idea behind this pruning is to kickstart some fresh growth, because whilst the free-to-air content drops away, there's going to be an explosion of new stuff going on around the podcast. You folks will be able to invest in a bigger, more vibrant, and more personal show as the podcast finally goes weekly. So how's it going to work? Because on the sounds of it, it seems like I've just contradicted myself. 1 or 2 episodes in a month will go out via the traditional channels. However, for those willing to invest £1 a month, you will gain access to a minimum of 1 show every single week via Patreon. That's £1 for at least double the content, and sometimes there'll be more than 1 show in a week. But that is just the start, because I'm also unveiling a brand spanking new perk package, which forms part of the bigger plan. This show is no longer me just droning into a microphone. It's about a community, and bringing people together to share that passion. So the perk system will now start with the generals. Those signing up at that level will get the extra shows, access to the show's Discord server, where we chat Napoleonic stuff. Stuff, of course, being a technical term there. Then there's the mentioned in dispatches tier. This does what it says on the tin, and it's a continuation of a very popular level. You get everything that the generals get, but you also get your name in the shoutouts at the end of each episode. From there, we go to the admirals, who, on top of everything the mentioned in dispatches folks get, will set sail to rendezvous for a monthly meetup, an online social gathering of fans of the show, where you get to heckle me, fire away with your questions and thoughts on episodes, or in fact anything else. The idea is to hang out, share the passion and the love, and build that sense of community around the show. But we're not done there. Beyond the admirals are the marshals. These folks get everything that the admirals do, but they also can request episodes every 3 months on a topic of their choice, within reason. Then, we see the return of the much-exalted title of Emperor. Folks in this tier get everything the marshals get, but also get to tune in live to 1 recording every 2 months. Which recordings will depend on guest availability and willingness, but the beauty of this is that you get to engage personally with the show. You literally are not quite in the hot seat, because that's my job, and let's be honest, I do love to guard that job rather jealously, but you'll get to put your questions directly to the guests and build that discussion around the episodes. And finally, at the top of the tree, I present to you the Légion de Scholar tier. Yes, by all means, grown away. Members of this one get everything the Emperors get, but they also get access to the discussion room. Once a month, we'll meet up and, having done a bit of reading beforehand, we'll discuss a particular theme and throw ideas back and forth. Call it a seminar, call it a course, call it a debate down the pub, whatever you will. However, you want to think about it, you get a seat front and centre of the debate as we will thrash out big questions in an exclusive 90-minute session with our Légion de Scholar fans. And crowning all of this shake-up is the reason that this is the final Napoleonicist episode. I'm changing the name. This show is now becoming the admittedly slightly less imaginatively named Napoleonic Wars podcast, which is also a bit of a misnomer because I'll be expanding the remit back to 1775, but never mind about the details. Why do it? Well, the answer to that's really simple. It's about reach. Much though I love the Napoleonicist name, it does hit certain algorithms quite poorly, to be frank, which restricts the show's ability to reach a wider audience. Under the old name, you could search for Napoleon or Napoleonic Wars and not find the show. That was an own goal. That needed to change. So whilst I will always be a Napoleonicist in my heart, it's time to rebrand and start an exciting new chapter. I want to take a moment, though. This has been an incredible journey. More than 1,500 people tune into this show every single week. You are the diehards. The ones who, in many cases, were there from the beginning, who helped the channel grow from something unknown and irrelevant to something that's slightly less than unknown and probably no more relevant than it ever was. I'm not delusional. I know that this show's success is thanks to your loyalty. That's why I'm still producing some free-to-air content. I know times are hard, and I don't want to cut you loose, because I owe my success to you. I totally understand that many of you are not going to be in a position where you are able to invest in the future of the show. I get that. I respect it. And keeping some material accessible to all is my way of giving back to you. It's also the reason that I've kept the prices as low as possible, starting at £1 a month, and why I've defied inflation and kept the tier prices the same. The idea is that for about half the price of a cup of coffee, you'll get another 2 or 3 or even more hours of podcasting coming your way each month. I hope you'll be able to join me for the journey, join the team helping to grow the show, and join the community that is developing, because we are all Napoleonicists at heart. So what's to come? Well, it's going to be a bit higgledy-piggledy, that's another technical term, over the course of December. There's War of 1812 content that will go out free to air, because it's essentially November stuff that got delayed when some guests became unavailable. But the truly December content will feature Rachel Stark on Oudinot. A new series will kick off with Eddie Zimmerman looking at the American Revolution / War of Independence. I know the name is very particular there. There'll be a Christmas special, Napoleon the Reckoning, where we'll go full Dickensian Christmas carol on the man. I'm also lining up episodes on reenactment, archaeology, British sieges of the Peninsular War, Napoleon's greatest mistake, and Murat. Oh yes, we are going there. So there is a vast amount to come. If you want to join the Patreon community and get your hands on it all, there's a link in the description, or you can go to www.patreon.com/thenapoleonicwarspod. I'll be back very soon, but until then, I'm Zach White. This was The Napoleonicist. Take care of yourselves, my friends. Stay well, stay safe. And as always, thank you so, so much for listening.